Santa Claus underneath a mistletoe last night. He didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. He thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Daddy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. There must be some mistake. Was I really awake? I rubbed my eyes and moved in close, a better look to take.
Christmas from Radio Moscow, and how can we do without Wham's Last Christmas? Unfortunately, this is my last Christmas with Radio Moscow. It's, been 12 years now, and unfortunately, I have to go. You know, it's kind of sad, but since Christmas is a time of hope, I hope that maybe someday the atmosphere will be right, and I'll be back on shortwave.
Thank you.
Christmas special from Radio Moscow. The Silly's Weekend. Richard the G. Chatos in Columbus, Ohio. A very Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for all your support. I especially like the 1992 day planner. Certainly use it now that I'm unemployed, at least while I'm looking for a new job.
Yeah, it'll
come in very handy. Thanks, and here's your request. Santa Claus is coming to town at Jackson 5. Ohio, that Santa Claus is coming to town by the Jackson 5. Hard to believe there was a time when Michael Jackson didn't have to worry about things like looking black, white, or gray, things like plastic surgery, backyard menageries, and his pants in different videos. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish my dear friends Philip and Jeanette Gentry a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Dude, I'm running out of dental floss. Not that there is much to floss out of your teeth around here. Pass on our love, our family's love, to your family in Bethesda. Philip, the dream is still alive. The goals are still there. It's just a little harder than I anticipated. You know what I'm talking about. And if you can, please pass on my love to Natasha in Boston. What a record I have for all of you. Recorded in 1935. Silent Night by Bing Crosby.
Thank you.
Recording is what Christmas is all about to me.
Bing Crosby.
Silent Night. And this is Vasily's Christmas from Radio Moscow. Hope you're enjoying the show. Catherine Lawson in Stonington, Maine. Thank you for your very warm letter and invitation to visit you together with Natasha. I'm looking forward to that lobster dinner. Oh, and speaking of food, no, that Chef Boyardee pizza mix you sent hasn't reached me yet, but don't worry, you certainly made some Soviet customs official very, very happy. Lou Sabatini and Sal Cerrone, hope you guys are listening out there in Chicago. There's going to be a shot of vodka consumed in your honor tonight, and in honor of someone we all love and miss. But on this Christmas special, and through the magic of radio, look who's here. Thank you, the Relay Site Orchestra again, sounding very nice for the holidays. Hi, it's your old pal Gary Gears in Chicago. For the holidays, you know. And I'll tell you, a lot of things we have to be thankful for, and I think during this period of time, now with Glasnost and Perestroika upon us, I've got a song here that is kind of a comical tune. I suppose maybe a few years ago it wouldn't have been so funny, but now we can kind of look at it and go, it is funny. It's by Weird Al Yankovic. Vasily, I think, will like this one. I think you will, my friend. It's called Christmas at Ground Zero. Enjoy it, folks. We blasted our pal Vasily showing. Thank you, Gary, and a Merry Christmas to you wherever you are. This is Vasily's Christmas special from Radio Moscow, and a big hello to Mark Lodge somewhere in Barcelona. Now you remember the late night news shifts, the cigarettes, the flasks, the DX talk. Hope you like Cheech and Chong.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he's... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man. They were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Well, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Really good time, man. Yeah, that sounds
heavy. Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
You get the welfare check and the food stamps.
Yeah, man. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world.
Hey, well, that's it, man.
Yeah.
That sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know, like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at 25, scandy apple red. And button top, ooh, clean.
It sounds like a hip snowmobile,
man. No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know? One of those big sleds, you know? And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know? Like reindeers?
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know? He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blitzen, on Chewy, on Tabo. Come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs. And then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And do this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man.
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding me? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much recession? depression, man.
A repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. But it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Now, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. But you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I played with that kid last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, and man, we made a lot of
money. Hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hit, man. The cat didn't know any tunes.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man.
I'm
not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
It's Mr. Weekend.
Yep, that just about wraps it up for Vasily's Christmas special from Radio Moscow. Before I go, I would like to thank all of you who have sent me cards and stuff. One listener in particular, Marianne Kehoe. Hope things go well for you in this year, Marianne. Season's greetings also go out to Jerry Berg and the Bad Guys of Boston, Jim Cutler, my friends Lou Josephs, and of course Jonathan Marks. Merry Christmas, peace on Earth. I love you all. For the last time, this is Vasily Strelnikov in Moscow saying, party hardy, I'm out of here. And keep your radios tuned to Radio Netherlands.
So this is Christmas. What have you done?
Just joined us, may I remind you that you're tuned to Radio Moscow World Service. At midnight UTC, you can tune into the news and other programs in the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meters shortwaves. And we wish you good listening.
Thank you. 22h
à Moscou,
minuit
en temps universel.
Radio Moscou International, salut ses auditeurs
au Canada.